Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick, the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics, personal finance, sales and marketing, employment, and many more. Please listen to past episodes with Robert Hernandez and Jerry Nyland. This episode is brought to you by Alan Rolnick, the Tax Resolution Ninja, and Tri-State Tax Resolution. Do you owe the IRS money or have not filed a tax return for more than 2 years? The IRS is looking for you. They want to throw you a party. This party is not to celebrate your birthday, anniversary, engagement, or wedding. This party is being made to levy your wages up to 90%, take your Social Security check up to 85%, seize your bank account, other assets that you own, and revoke your passport. To stop this party in its tracks, you need to call the Tax Resolution Ninja hotline, 718-841-7317. Tax Resolution Ninja runs a tax emergency room that helps people and businesses permanently resolve their tax problems. Tax Resolution Ninja will do the heavy lifting for you, and you will never have to speak to an IRS agent. If you owe the IRS money, give Alan Rolnick, Tax Resolution Ninja, a call. I will resolve your tax problem permanently, and you will not have to go to any party that the IRS is throwing. To stop the party, call the Tax Resolution Ninja at 718-841-7317. I have as my guest, a returning guest today, Robert Cannon. Robert is the Managing Director of Cannon Wealth Solutions. Robert has more than 3 decades of experience working with affluent investors, businesses, and hedge funds across the United States. Places a key focus on creating lifetime income plans for retirement. And in doing so, Robert guides his clients through a very distinctive wealth management and investment process that is specifically designed for financially successful individuals, couples, and families. Roberts, thanks for coming back.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
So the last time I think we had spoken about you're not your typical broker or investment advisor who works for one of the major brokerage houses. And they're sort of forced to sell their company's products.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the dirty little secret of the business. You know, most advisors, you know, you got to think about it. So they work for a large company, and the large company is telling them what to do, what to say. And when they tell them what to sell, they're doing what's profitable for them. And it may not be profitable for the end client. But when you work with a specific fiduciary who works at his own firm, he has the ability to sell whatever he wants. So I could decide to sell what's actually best for the client, which is completely different than some of the major firms. And they really do a great job in really not allowing the investor to understand the difference between fiduciary and best interest. And, you know, let's change what a fiduciary really is. No, a fiduciary is doing exactly what's in the best interest for the client. It's pretty simple, not hard, but unfortunately, you know, they don't want you to understand the difference.
Does the broker actually make any money on doing this stuff, or is it the company that's really, really benefiting?
Well, they have to incentive, you know, obviously they're going to give an incentive for the advisor, but ultimately, if you have let me just give you an example. So if I'm selling an annuity, right, and there's an annuity that's paying me 8%, or there's an annuity paying 5%, which one do you think I'm going to recommend to you? I'm going to recommend you the one 8% because I make more money, but the one for 5% could be better for you. So you'll never know that because you don't know the commission levels on my side. But when you work with an actual fiduciary who's transparent in fees and transparent in the process, you get to actually get something that works best for you, not what works best for the company. So, you know, it's a different process. And unfortunately, you know, most advisors, they're pushing what the company's telling them to push. They don't have control. If you're working with a big name company, that's what's going on, you know, behind the scene, if you like it or not. And you may not be getting the best product for you. When you work with a specific registered investment advisor, you know, we work as a fiduciary and we have total open architecture. So you can pick whatever annuity, whatever product you like. We are product agnostic and we will offer every single thing to you that's at our disposal. Doesn't matter commission. Doesn't matter that it's not best for the company. is best for you. And that's what you get.
Are you fee-based?
Yes. So, and you know, I'm glad you actually brought that up. So I think the way the business is going is even better than fee-based, right? So I would like to elaborate on that. So what I do, I charge a monthly subscription as a trusted advisor, right? So as a trusted advisor, I'm going to basically be the financial CEO of my client. That means I'm going to work with their tax person, which could be you, their money manager, right? Their financial planner, their attorney, and their insurance person. And I'm going to hold them accountable and I'm going to hold the professionals accountable. And that's what I do. So I'm actually your trusted advisor to make sure that these people are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
You're the quarterback.
I'm the quarterback. Exactly. You know what's so funny? I'm the financial CEO. I'm the quarterback. I'm the orchestrator. I have so many titles, but yes, you're right. I am the quarterback. Correct.
Okay. So if one of the other professionals involved is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you sort of get on there.
We replace them.
Yeah.
We replace them, you know. If you have an attorney who's not doing their job, or an accountant or a tax strategist or a money manager or whatever, if they're not doing their job, we replace them and we make sure that we keep your financial house in order, because realistically, you get one chance of retiring and you have to do it right. You don't get a second chance. I hear it all the time from clients. You know, unfortunately, they're in disarray and they procrastinate. You know, they put it off. Oh, I'll get to it. You need to do it now. And as you know, I don't have to tell you regarding taxes, people are realizing that they have, you know, 100,000 or 2 million in their IRA. And that's a tax bomb that's coming. You know, right now we're printing money. The money's going to have to come from somewhere. And eventually, you know, they're going to look at you for the money. So you need to be proactive and decide on how you're going to handle that big tax bomb that's going to come.
You know, I think the thing that concerns me is that they're liable to change the rules altogether.
They do it all the time.
And
they do it all the time. I tell people you have to be proactive, because that's exactly what they do. They change the rules whenever they want.
When it suits them. And they're really, I hate to say this, but the government's not looking out for the public.
Well, think about it. When you have ultimate power, you look out for, you know, this is the reality. Like I was telling you about the big companies, right? The big companies are looking out for themselves and they have the advisors out there doing their job. The politicians will tell you whatever they want, but they ultimately, you know who they're looking out for.
Right.
So you have to look out for yourself. You got to be your own advocate, and you need someone who's going to be in your corner, who's going to work with you. You know, and that's what we do. We work with people who are looking for that trusted advisor.
Right. Absolutely. And when you say the people that procrastinate, they procrastinate about getting their letter. You know, when they get the letters from the government, you know, from the IRS. I mean, you know, they bring me envelopes that haven't been opened.
I honestly, I don't know how you do it. I remember years ago when I was working with, you know, people, I don't want to say people with not that, people with in a lower demographic, they used to bring me exactly what you just described. Letters from 5 years ago from the IRS. And they asked me, okay, Robert, how do I handle this? And I'm like, you need to speak to an enrolled agent, a CPA, a tax attorney. You have to deal with this. This is something that I can't handle for you. Like this, what are you doing? You know, like you need to get this resolved. But people procrastinate all the time.
And they procrastinate in retirement because they, all of a sudden, you know, in the 20s and 30s, you don't think about it. I got a long way to go till I'm 65, 70. Well, it gets there pretty quickly.
They keep procrastinating because I speak to 65-year-olds all the time. You know, I do a radio show here in Connecticut, and they call me up. They're 65 years old and they still procrastinate. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And you just have to do something now. There's no time. you need to act immediately. So
let's talk about your radio show. Are you on traditional radio or?
Yeah, traditional radio, 960 in Connecticut, 7 o'clock in the morning. I do, you know, basically I talk like what you're doing now. We just talk about, you know, things that's going on and, you know, sometimes we talk about taxes. We talk about, you know, the printing of the money and, you know, taxes probably going to go up and we need to do something about it and we need a plan. People don't have plans. It's amazing how people are very reactive. They're not proactive. You got to be proactive, you know? So we put together plans for people and we become proactive in their financial plan and decide what they're going to do and actually put together a customized plan specifically for them.
So what do you do for the small business guy?
Those are my favorite people, entrepreneurs. Number one, I love them. Entrepreneurs are, you know, they love risk and they're willing to listen to reason. So I love entrepreneurs. There's a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of options available for entrepreneurs. You know, realistically, honestly, in that situation, if you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you really do have need tax strategies or investment process, you should definitely give us a call and we can come up with a customized approach specifically for you. Let me ask you a question. What type of people come in and, you know, they have this tax issue? Because I it's been years since I've actually spoken to those type of people. So what type of people?
It could be anybody. It could be your local physician who
really? Wow.
Yeah, whatever the reason is, they fall behind, and it's hard to understand that because obviously they had I don't know whether they don't give their tax person the information or what it is, but they just sometimes they just don't do it. You know, I'd like to think that they're so busy doing what they're doing that they haven't got time to put this stuff together, and they haven't hired anybody to see that it gets done.
You want to know something scary? One time I spoke to, about 6 months ago, I spoke to an attorney, and she told me, she actually called me up and said, I made $1 million last year. And I'm like, okay, who did your taxes? She goes, well, I do my own tax. I'm like, how could you make $1 million and you do your own tax? Like, who? I don't even understand the logic behind that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Just people think they know more than you know. What's happened is that, you know, programs like TurboTax, and I think H&R Block is another one that does this.
Right.
They make it seem so simple, you know, that you can do it yourself, but in reality, you can't because you don't know the rules.
Exactly.
You don't know where you can, you know, where you can deduct things and where you can't. And at least I found the way they calculate the tax is sometimes higher than my professional software calculates the tax with the same numbers.
95% of the time when I hear a client that makes over $100,000 and they tell me they do their own tax, I tell them all the time, listen, right now you need to speak to my CPA because I guarantee you, you're going to save money by paying the CPA money and you're going to save, you overpaid. Well, I put all the information in. What is the CPA going to do for me? I'm like, trust me. We go to the CPA and they save him money every single time, every time. So it's mind-boggling to me. It's like, would you ever consider if you get hit with a lawsuit, you're going to go represent yourself in court?
That's it. It's the old thing that you have a lousy attorney. You know, if you go in by yourself,
right?
You got a poor excuse for an attorney or something.
I mean, this is the reality. Like, if you broke your bone, are you going to like, oh, I don't need the doctor. I'm going to set my own bone.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you believe that these people became a CPA or an enrolled agent or attorney and utilize them for what their services, their expertise? Pay the $500,000, whatever it is, just pay it. It's not that much money you're going to make out in the end. And you'll have the peace of mind knowing that it was done right.
So, absolutely. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, people's mindset is that they don't want to spend the money to do it.
It's funny because recently I spoke to a young woman. She was a doctor in Yonkers, and she said that she does her own tax. I'm like, you make $200,000 a year. Why are you doing your own taxes? And I couldn't even get to her. You know, honestly, she had her own ideas, so I just let it go. But yeah, I mean, this is the reality. You know, we have choices and you have to look at your goals. And if your goal is simplicity, if your goal is peace of mind, you need someone like you who's going to take care of, you know, if you have real tax issues, give you a call and get those solved. Like, people should realize, like, if you have an issue, it's not going to go away. It's right. Not like magically this tax problem is going to go away, you know.
And they all of a sudden they get scared when the money's is taken out of their bank account or brokerage account. They put the levy on it.
Right, exactly.
That's
I hear stories like in New York City with the stores, that New York State will actually come there and make sure that they get their money. I hear some really scary stories about that.
They'll just show up and, you know, especially if you haven't filed, or you know, New York State is famous for this. They, if you haven't filed your sales tax returns or made the payment, they'll just come down and put a lock on the door.
Right. I hear stories like that. So that's true,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. New York is like one of the real toughies on that stuff.
Right.
You know, so they'll shut you down without even blinking an eye.
Scary. Really, yeah. really.
It's nuts. And people just don't seem to understand that, you know, you can't fool around with this stuff. You can't fool around with the sales tax. You can't fool around with your payroll taxes. That's another one. IRS will just come in and shut you down. They won't care.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's something you just cannot play with. You just have to take care of it.
You just got to take care of it. And if you got a problem, then call somebody to get to straighten it out and negotiate a settlement with them. But you can't let this go.
It's the same thing on my end. And I spoke to a client recently. He's worth $12 million, and I'm bless you. And I'm going through. You know, the intake. And he goes, oh, I'm going to get to that. Oh, I didn't get to that. And I'm thinking, you got $12 million and you didn't get to that? Like, what are you procrastinating? Can't procrastinate. What people do all the time. I mean, that honestly, maybe it's good. That's why you're in business and I'm in business, you know?
we're in business because the government makes things so complicated.
That's true too.
It's just, you can't possibly know everything. I mean, even what I do, I mean, I don't know at all. You know, sometimes I have to go to somebody else to give me advice as to how to handle something.
Absolutely. Like I was telling you, like for me, you know, being that person, that's what I do. I make sure that the tax person, the money manager, financial planner, the legal, the insurance, I make sure that those professionals are doing their job and keeping up to date with the changes. Because like you said, they change the rules anytime they want. So we have to make sure that, you know, we're keeping up with the rules that is being changed and being proactive. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It's impossible to know everything. And if someone tells you they know everything, run the other way.
Run the other way. Because nobody in any of the professions knows it all.
Right.
It's not possible. It's just
exactly
too big.
And yep.
You know, sometimes even the professionals have to go to somebody else to figure out what to do.
Exactly. And we could tell you that behind the scenes. You know, I have 30 years experience. I could tell you that behind the scenes all the time. Right. I get people that you'll be surprised that would come up and ask me. And, you know, I know, listen, I do it myself. So when they ask me, sometimes I'm like surprised, but I'm glad if they don't know that they're actually asking me. That's a great thing.
Right.
You know? So it's not a bad thing. So you're absolutely right.
You know, so sometimes a professional needs help with stuff.
For sure.
Just the way, and if you don't, then you're not doing your job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So true. I completely agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I it's funny. We're talking about people procrastinating. I just had a guy come in. I spoke to a guy, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 6 years worth.
Oh my God.
6 years worth of tax returns.
Oh my God.
Not only is it 6 years worth, he's got two companies.
Oh my God.
so right there you have 12 tax returns that have to be done, plus the six that have to be done on his personal. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out how are we gonna get all this done. And the mistake that I made was I should have said to him, you need to get a bookkeeper to bring you up to date.
Oh, because it's too much work for you. No, it'd be too much.
Too much work. It's too much work for him.
For one person.
One person to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That was the.
And you can't even charge him enough to make it worth it.
Right.
It's just,
that's right. So I said to him, "Can you handle this yourself?"
No.
Well, yeah. So I mean, as soon as I got off the phone with him, I said to myself, "Should have just told him to get a bookkeeper."
Absolutely, for sure. But you know what? Now you know, because guess what? I've been in that situation, especially when I was giving advice with businesses, because I do that with clients, right? I'm their trusted advisor. At one point, I was doing that with specific businesses. But like you said, the amount of work that you're getting paid, it's not correlated. It's not in direct connection. Right. There's no way you could charge enough.
Right.
So there's no way, like, you know, I forgot what I was charging, like $4,000 a month. It wasn't enough money. The time that it took me, it didn't matter. Even if I charged, you know, $20,000, it wouldn't be enough because it was a full-time job. It just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand. I totally get it for sure.
So let's see. So if you need help, you know, people, you got to go to the professionals because you can't possibly do it yourself. You're only going to get yourself deeper into trouble.
Absolutely. And you know what I think is a good thing? Ask the professionals what they're going to do. Hold them accountable. Find out what they're going to do. I do that with my clients all the time. I'm like, you know what? You also have to hold me accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable. And I want you to hold me accountable. And when they ask me, what are you going to provide? I tell them, I'm like, listen, this is my client value promise. Okay. I'm going to, number one, what I do is I align people financial goals and their deeply rooted values together with their financial plan, right? So I make that client value promise. And what I also do is I get your entire financial house in perfect order and I keep it that way forever. So it's not one time and it's not a one time and I'm done. This is always going on forever. And I make sure that they have a 10 level confidence that no matter what happens in the stock market, the economy, or the world, they will achieve their goals. And that's the client value promise that I provide my clients.
So what I do is that, you know, I can't guarantee results, but what I can do is just the best, get them the best deal we can get them. You know, if they're in trouble and, you know, it's better than it's better than what I come out with is better than what they're going to get because the rules of negotiating tax settlement are different than the actual rules to prepare the tax return itself. They are not one and the same.
Well, the fact that you're actually addressing the issue and you're actually going to speak to them and you have expertise in that area, you're definitely, you know, you can't guarantee them anything,
right?
But sound like they're going to be a lot better off working with than working by themselves. That's right. For sure.
And the IRS and they'll have the government off the back.
Exactly.
After we're done, you know, so that's
worth it.
Absolutely.
That's worth it.
So what are you doing when you're not working?
You know, I'm reading an interesting book. I mean, I remember last time you asked me what book was I reading. I prepared this time for you. Digital Transformation by Lindsay Herbert. Okay. Build Your Organization Future for the Innovation Age. Good book so far. I'm only maybe a quarter way through, but definitely a good book, you know, for 2021. We need to, you know, get up to the ages of 2021. So this is a great, great book. Definitely worth the read. If anybody's an entrepreneur, it's definitely worth the read.
Well, it's good to know. Good to know. Robert, I want to thank you for making your second appearance on my podcast. We will do this again.
Have me back anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule for us. Take care.
No problem. Take care.
Please listen to our previous episodes. You can actually listen to the episode that Robert was on. First time, I think, was back in December. Then you can listen to this one. Or either way, take care and we'll see you next week.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.